Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's not that I wanted to deny it. Those are my two favorite characters.
Right.
So, of course, I wanted them to hook up. I wanted them to get married. They screwed that one up at the end of season 8.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they were always into each other. It's interesting.
That's funny.
Let's go to Sebastian in Bronxville. How are you, Sebastian? What up, dude?
I'm doing good. Having how are you today?
Good. Good, man.
So, I'll get to hop right into it. You know, I'm a 20-year-old guy. You know, I don't have great memories of when the Giants were good. When they won the Super Bowl, I was 7.5. It was maybe the greatest memory of my life.
Yep.
And I've been hoping for that ever since. And, you know, they've been a national embarrassment for years now, and years and years and years. And I think a lot of Giants fans are now deluding themselves into drafting Shador because they believe he could be the savior when his potential ceiling is Kirk Cousins. I mean, at least I remind you, Kirk Cousins has never done anything of note in his NFL career besides make a couple of Pro Bowls and fail in the playoffs. And I think because, oh, well, he's made the playoffs a couple of times, that's pretty good. At least I remind you, isn't the point of these games not to make the playoffs, but to win the Super Bowl? And, you know, unless you have an all-pro team surrounding a mediocre quarterback, you're not going to get there.
So
it's not going to happen.
So what you're saying is you would not draft a quarterback unless you can see him becoming Patrick Mahomes?
No, what I'm saying is if the scouting is coming to us and saying that his ceiling is potentially Kirk Cousins, why would you waste and burn the number 3 overall pick on Kirk Cousins when at the number 3 overall pick you can draft a potential Hall of Famer
because
on defense in Abdul Carter?
Because my counter to you is I think Kirk Cousins impacts winning more than Myles Garrett did. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, but Kirk Cousins plays the most important position, but that's Kirk Cousins plays the most important position.
But at the same time,
Kirk Cousins is not good enough to win a game for you. He's not good enough to get you over the top.
But neither is Myles Garrett. Not because he isn't good enough, but because of the position he plays.
Yeah, he can't score the points.
I'm not ripping Myles Garrett. I'm just reminding you that other than Lawrence Taylor, who may be the greatest of all time, or Reggie White, who may be the greatest of all time, I don't think there's any defensive player that can impact you as much as even the level of quarterback that you described. And that's our difference. And that's why I ask you, so you're telling me you won't draft a quarterback unless you think he could be Patrick Mahomes. If that's your attitude, you may go decades without drafting a quarterback. Not decades, but years. You may continue to kick the can down the road with the attitude of, well, if I can't win a Super Bowl with this guy because he's not Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to draft them. And by the way, it kind of feels like that's what Joe Shane has done for a few years, and you want to continue doing it.
And Patrick Mahomes, need I remind you, was destroyed and picked apart in the couple weeks leading up into the draft. So much so the Chiefs were destroyed again when they traded up to take him at 10th overall. So stop telling me that these guys that are great weren't the perfect prospects.
Steve in New Hyde Park. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. What's up?
What's up, dude? What's up?
Hey, I'm a diehard Giant fan, and Tiki, I always enjoyed watching you on Sundays when I was growing up with my father.
Thank you, man.
On that note, I feel like the Giants, I wish there was a way the Giants can draft both Shador Sanders and Abdul Carter, but I feel like, you know, Giants do need that franchise quarterback, And looking at some NFL mock drafts, I see the Giants drafting Abdul Carter at number 3. And then I saw in the second round, they're talking about possibly drafting Tyler Shucks.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah, he's actually gaining steam. Shuck. Even though it's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H.
It rhymes with suck.
Yes. That's not going to be a good thing if he's not a good quarterback.
There's going to be a lot of headlines.
That's going to be really bad.
Tyler Shuck is basically the same age as Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a knock. He's still young. He's 25 years old. He's not exactly Chris Wehnke or Brandon Whedon.
Who was 29, 28 or something.
Yeah, no, so which is older, I admit it. But is that not like a tad bit concerning? The guy was in college more than that guy who did a movie about being in college.
That would be Van Wilder, Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say it. You took it out of my
mouth. Oh, you
know
that movie?
I was about to.
I didn't know if you knew the movie. You were setting it up like you didn't know it.
Well, I wasn't sure, but I was about to say Van Wilder.
Okay, we'll quiz you on it.
You took it out of my mouth.
Who is the lead female role in that movie?
No.
Well, if you know the movie so much, you can answer a simple question. 10 seconds, answer.
I never said I knew the movie. I said I knew the reference. And so I was going to make the reference, make myself look smart, and you couldn't wait to glory hound.
I'm helping you out here.
Oh, helping me out. Let me ask you a question.
Tarried.
If you were going to help me out, you would have done that. You would have whispered into my ear the way you did it for other people.
I'm retired from doing that.
Right. So instead, you glory hounded something I knew. Did you know Van Wilder?
No.
Did you know Van Wilder, Sean?
Did not watch Van Wilder.
Yes,
I know of it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. I just know of it.
I watched it, but I couldn't reference it. It's been years.
Okay. Well, do you believe that I was going to reference it?
No.
And Tommy stole it from me?
No, I believe that you're so bad with pop culture, you were not
going to reference it. Okay. Well, I'll never get to prove it, but I swear to you, I had Van Wilder in my head. Let me get back to the question, MT.
Also, Shuck graduated high school same year as Justin Fields.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does it concern you that Tyler Shuck is Van Wilder? Now that we've explained the reference, does that concern you?
Yeah, probably a little bit. Probably a little bit.
The guy was
I can't move off the draft that guy because you're not going to get him in the second round. Mate. I mean, because it looks like he.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
My push into the first round.
That's crazy.
Of course it is, but that's just how this thing works. Guys that are hurt in college are going to get hurt in the NFL.
I'm going to write this down. Tyler Shuck will be a bust in the NFL.
Well, I actually don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's going to get a chance to be a bust.
Well, if he's taken in the first round.
No, hold on. I have to counter that for a second. I'm going to name a football player who was drafted. I want you to tell me if they were a bust or not. And I'm going to drop the mic on your ass.
Right.
I'm about to hand you an L in football.
All right.
You just said, hold on. You just said he can't be a bust because he won't get a chance, correct?
Yes.
Watch this. Christian Hackenberg, was he a bust?
Bang. I just beat
What do you mean?
Christian Hackenberg.
He never played.
So was he a bust?
I mean, from a draft standpoint, but he didn't suck. We don't know if he sucked.
Yeah, but he was a bust.
No, to me, a bust.
He was so bad he didn't get a shot.
But a bust to me is a guy who comes in, plays, and is so bad you get rid of him.
So you're saying Christian Hackenberg is not a bust?
I think he was just a terrible draft pick.
Sean, can you break the tie on this? I think I beat Tiki in a football debate.
He's a terrible draft pick.
I understand what Tiki is coming from in that he's not changing. He has a definition of what he conceives as a bust. But I think what
What was the guy's name?
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. That is a bust.
I lean, though, to be fair, more towards Evan, where if you're picked in the top two rounds and you are not a successful pick and you're like a disaster, you're a bust.
Thank you very much.
I think that where you're lying in
okay,
is
so let me
the
ask you
high
something.
End.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Because I'm going to disagree with you guys on this.
Okay.
I promise you. Is Ron Dayne a bust?
Yes.
See, you're wrong. He rushed for 800 yards as a rookie. The reason he didn't become a star in New York was because I became a star in New York. So is he a bust?
Well, he left the Giants and wasn't great anywhere else, though.
Doesn't matter.
Denver, all
Nobody
that.
Nobody loves you like your mama. Forget the second spot. Unless you're Saquon. But forget the second spot. Right. Was he a bust? The answer is no. He was just a bad draft pick.
I think we're doing a lot of potato.
No, we're not. We're not. You really have to think about it. See, people throw this stuff around like very flippantly.
I found
this oh, this guy's a bust. Oh, this guy is a, I don't know, whatever word you want to use. But they don't think about the circumstances that he was in.
But Tiki, no, hold on. Don't answer it anymore, because here's what. Here's what you're doing, and it's very smart. You're not wrong about Ron Dayne. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you laid out a great point.
Rookie rush for 800 yards?
But we're not talking about Ron Dayne. We're talking about Christian Hackenberg, who was so freaking bad.
I don't remember him playing.
Because he was so bad in practice, because they knew he was bad. That's a bust.
Okay, then it's a bad pick. Wasn't he a second-round pick, too?
He was a second-round pick, yes.
Samuel Jets.
You can't second really round. Be a bust if you're a second-round
pick. There is crossover, though. Bad picks are busts. The question is, are busts bad picks?
Teak, let me walk you through this way. And I don't know what happened behind the scenes, in fairness. But if the Jets evaluated him during practice and said, oh, my God, he's horrible, and he's lazy, which I don't know if he was, but he's lazy. We don't even want to play this guy because it's so bad. Isn't that a bust? You're so bad you don't even get on the field.
Okay, so but why would you draft him if you're not going to even give him the chance?
Because they were, because they're the Jets. Let's start with that.
I'm being honest. Like, why would you draft a guy if you're not even going to put him on the field?
Because maybe they were so unimpressed by what they then saw.
Okay, so then why did you draft him?
Because they're idiots.
So it's a bad draft pick. Yes. He's not a bust. It's a bad draft pick. You see what I'm saying?
No. No, I'm
in
not
a weird way, in a weird way, Tiki's swaying me.
In a weird way, I am.
Because I think what you're saying is, and we could use the word bust in reverse, the team busted more than the player busted in that point.
Yes. The team drafted you to be a player.
Their evaluation was a bust in that spot.
Yes, and you never play. How can you say, oh, he sucked? Okay, but he never played.
Here is the definition of an NFL bust according to Grok, which is AI. Are we going to trust AI?
I guess so.
He wants to hear what it says first.
Yeah. Do you want a Cybertruck?
An NFL bust is a player, typically a high draft pick, and I would say a second round pick is a high draft pick, who fails to meet expectations or performs poorly or underachieves significantly in their professional career relative to their anticipated potential. This can be due to factors like injuries, lack of skill development, poor work ethic, or off-the-field issues.
Mm. You know what? You're wrong. Hackenberg's not a bust.
Thank you, Sean.
And you know what I'm going to turn on? I think I'm even changing my definition. We gave the stat last week that Bobby Skinner gave. Three of the last 50 second round or beyond quarterbacks actually had somewhat of success. there has to come point in time. That doesn't mean 47 of them were busts.
If you're a second round pick,
that's a crapshoot. As a quarterback,
you are simply a project.
Okay.
There is no expectation that you're going to be good.
I think busts are only first rounders.
And yes. I asked AI again, is Christian Hackenberg a bust? I went specific. Here's the answer. Uh-huh. Yes. Christian Hackenberg is widely considered a draft bust.
Oh, well, I have a new AI that I'm going to get in, have a conversation with. It's called mentorverse.ai.
What?
Yes. And you can correct the AI.
Oh, stop it.
When they have bad information.
Stop it. I'll tell you this. While I'm not going to fight tooth and nail to hand you guys an L, I am certainly not taking one because everyone knows Christian Hackenberg was a bust. We will come right back with more of your phone calls at 888-808-1019. We'll analyze the Met game when it goes final. We'll preview the Yankee game. And also something else that needs to be considered as we talk about the NFL draft.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.